Today is Tuesday, April 11th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Submarine Day. It is also National Pet Day. So you should, maybe we'll give Sydney the dog an extra treat today or something like that, because we'll say, Sydney, happy pet day. We always tell her when we're, she doesn't really like to snuggle or to be, I mean, I don't know. She likes to, she is very affectionate and very dependent on us and kind of needy and clingy, I will say. But it's got to be on her own terms. If we try to pick her up and hold her for too long, or put her on our lap and try to get her to sit there, or she gets tired of that. She wants to decide when she's going to snuggle up next to you, or when she's going to kiss you, or like whatever the case may be. So we always tell her, it's pet tax. Your pet tax is having to be annoyed when we pick you up, because you get all your food for free and we take care of you. And so anyway, it's National Pet Day. So take good care of your pet. So we were talking about the weekend, and I believe we left off. Yeah, so Mark and I had, like I had said yesterday, we did lunch and a movie. The bottom line for the Super Mario movie, I told Mark it was, I was like, he's like, the time that we want is 3D. Do you care if it's 3D? He knows I'm not a big fan of 3D. And honestly, and I said, yeah, that's fine. You know, that's a good time. It'll be right after lunch. We can watch it, and then we have the rest of the day to do whatever else we need to do. And I should have said, no, let's do a different time that's not 3D, because I just can't say those glasses make the, in my experience, the glasses make the image darker. You put those glasses on, the image is already like, I don't know, 25% darker, we'll say. And then if you get bad glasses, like I feel like I got bad glasses, they were kind of cloudy. And so the whole image looked cloudy, like the whole movie, it was just, ugh. Anyway, I would say watch it at home. Don't watch 3D, watch it at home. It was cute. Again, nostalgic. All the music was from the game. I mean, you know, rearranged versions, but it was from the game. So on the rest of the day, Saturday, we were just kind of relaxing, and we had planned on doing some planning for our vacation, but we didn't really do anything because it was just lazy Saturday, basically. But we decided to try, and I don't know the name of it. You know what? I'm going to look it up right now. Korean Lawyer Netflix. Okay, yeah, it's called Extraordinary Attorney Woo. And so this is a Korean show. I feel like The Good Doctor on ABC is based off of a Korean show called The Good Doctor in Korea. And they're going to make a spinoff, or they may do a spinoff. They have not announced whether it got picked up to series yet. They did a backdoor pilot, but they may do a spinoff called The Good Lawyer, which I think would be based off of something like this one that we're watching, which is Extraordinary Attorney Woo. And I love law shows. I'm a big fan of The Good Doctor, so I thought, oh, I'll like this, you know. The thing is, though, it's dubbed. We don't speak Korean, neither one of us. So, I mean, obviously, we'd have to do dubbed or subtitled. I'm not a big fan of subtitles because I feel like while I'm reading, I miss what's happening in the scene because my eyes look down and read the text at the bottom and I don't see what's going on. Plus, if I'm like on my phone or I'm, you know, doing other things, which I'm generally while I'm watching TV, I'm one of those ADHD people who I have my phone up and I'm reading news articles or playing Wordle or something like that. And so I can't read the subtitles. But I figured out why, because I also don't like dubbing. And I thought it was because I cannot stand it when the lips are not in sync with the audio. And that's partially it, but I figured there's another reason And I think it's more the reason that I don't like overdubbing. It's because the voices do not sound like they're coming from the scene that they're in. So like they're in a big room or whatever, but the overdubbing always sounds like they're directly in front of a microphone in a studio. I also don't like it in shows where you can tell they did ADR, where they something didn't come out good in the scene, and so they went back in the studio later and recorded over it. And you can tell that the environment is different, that they're recording. Anyway, I can just tell. And maybe from being a podcaster and from doing a lot of audio editing or whatever, I think that's the reason, because all of the voices sound like they're coming from a recording studio microphone. They do not sound like they're in the scene that they're in. So it takes a lot of commitment for me to like get past all of that. But we're really enjoying it. It's a cute show. If you like The Good Doctor and you're a fan of law shows and you're okay with dubbing or subtitles, you should give it a try. So we were watching that. That's pretty much all we did on Saturday. We just kind of relaxed and watched that show. Sunday was Easter. And Easter's busy for me because the orchestra plays for the Easter services, and there are four morning services for Easter now. We only play in three of them. On a normal Sunday, I play in two services. I play in the 9:45 and the 11. So I don't have to get up super early, and I just stay there between services, and it's fine. This one was, you know, we had to do 8:30, 9:45, and 11. And they provided a breakfast. I mean, we had to pay for it, but it was cheap. It was $3. So I got there. We had to take a shuttle, which is a pain in the butt because they plan on us having a lot of visitors on Christmas and Easter. And so they say, oh, if you're in the choir or orchestra, you need to park in this parking lot that's, you know, a little ways away, and we'll just provide shuttles. Well, it's fine, but I feel like I need to do it because they're asking us to do it, et cetera, et cetera. But it adds more time. You have to get on the bus with everyone else, et cetera. You know, it's just a pain in the butt. But I did it. Got there, did my warm-up, everything, went in. And then for breakfast, well, played the first service. And then for breakfast, in between services, or basically while the sermon is going on for this, the 8:30 service, we were eating breakfast, and the breakfast was made by some church member. I don't know who made it, but, and it wasn't very good. They had these sausage balls that were kind of dry. They were cold. There was nothing to dip them in. They were just kind of hunks of bready sausage. And then, you know, there was also a casserole, and I love a breakfast casserole. Like, I'm a big fan of a breakfast casserole. But this one also was not great. It had eggs and cheese, which typically you would have in a breakfast casserole. Normally you will have some sort of bread, either like biscuits or, I don't know, day-old bread that's been cubed up or something. You know, some sort of bread in there. And then a lot of times you'll have potatoes as well, and peppers and other things. This, to add flavor, this only seemed to have eggs, cheese, and English muffins that had been cut up. No peppers, no potatoes, I think there was some sausage. No bacon, which is my preference, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And the thing is, English muffins are tough. They're not soft. They're not crispy. They're just tough. They're very tough. And in a casserole, they were even more tough. And it was just, you were having to gnaw on this English muffin. It was not good. It was not good at all. They had fruit. I'm not a big fan of fruit. But it was only $3. I'm not going to complain to anyone, you know, but it wasn't great. We'll just say that. And after church, I had lunch with my parents. And so that's always interesting. So I go over there and nothing, there's no food prepared or anything. My parents are still at church because I got done playing my music early and they were staying for the sermon, and because I had listened to the sermon in the middle service and my mom comes to the last one, so my stepdad goes and sits in the congregation with her. And so I was there, I thought, oh, maybe we're gonna go to a restaurant. No, they get home at like 12:30 and they say, oh, we're going to cook. We're going to have a Cornish game hen. We're going to have mashed potatoes and we're going to have green beans. And my mom always, when she's cooking, it means it's a group effort. So I have to do something. Steve has to do. So I peeled mashed potato. I peeled potatoes. Mom did the green beans. Steve cooked the chicken. We didn't eat until 2 o'clock. But it was all right. It was all right. And mom had some photo albums that she found from me growing up. And they're all these baby pictures and stuff. So I'm going to scan them and digitize them. And so that was cool. And I was given a shofar, which is a ram's horn from Israel. So there you go. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.